Juneau County got bad news in the 2006 Wisconsin Health Rankings from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the UW Population Health Institute. Out of the state's 72 counties, Juneau came in dead last. And one of the chief shortcomings identified in the report was many people had trouble getting dental care. Some who needed work done couldn't afford it and let problems fester over time. Barb Theus is the Juneau County's health officer. She says people sometimes travel to affordable dental clinics in La Crosse or Wautoma, both over 60 miles away. Some didn't bother or couldn't afford to travel.
The only other access that we had is every year for 2 weeks we had a Ronald McDonald bus that would come and see a very small group of children and meet their dental needs.
Earlier this year, a solution to tackle Juneau County's dental dilemma opened.
Good afternoon, Mauston Dental. How may I help you?
The Mauston Dental Center is operated by Family Health La Clinica. The dental center runs on federal and state funding. Ted Kay is president and CEO of Mauston Dental Center Family Health La Clinica. He says Juneau County has a crushing need for dental care.
I had to put a report together for a meeting of the Juneau County Health Department in April. And for the first 11 weeks, that was from that January through the end of March, we had already taken care of 545 different individuals and done over 1,000 dental visits with those people.
Case says 80% of the clinic's patients have Medicaid coverage, but many regular dentists don't take a lot of Medicaid patients because reimbursement rates are so low, so they end up here. Mauston Dental Center runs on a sliding fee scale. People and families earning below 200% of the poverty level could pay as little as $10 a visit. Carla Johnson from Grand Marsh in Adams County didn't have the coverage needed to get into a regular dentist. She found herself on a wide range of waiting lists here and there, she says, all the way up to Marshfield.
Oh, my teeth were so bad. I wouldn't even smile before I came here. I've had like 12 cavities fixed. I've had 7 teeth pulled. Not from here, I had to be referred to an oral surgeon. Just all kinds of, not cosmetic, but yet I feel it's cosmetic because my mouth feels beautiful. And I can eat, and I don't have, you know, bad teeth anymore. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm just happy. I can't smile enough.
Leonard Pop of Mauston in Juneau County is retired. He didn't have insurance, so he tried to address his dental problems as money came in.
Naturally, there's some damage to the lower teeth, the bone, but we're hoping that it's not enough damage that that I can save, that the teeth can be saved and I don't have to go to partials. I want to save as much as I can because I love steak.
Right now, the Mauston Dental Center has one dentist working there, but CEO Ted Kay says he'd like to eventually see four or more on staff. And Juneau County is expanding its dental health efforts into the schools. It received a grant that enables dental workers to treat kids with sealants or fluoride varnishes in hope that they can avoid having teeth pulled years down the line. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.